Okay, it's 8:07 on the morning show, 29 degrees downtown Cheryl City. I love our spring, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. When I'm wearing triple sweaters in the middle of April, there is a problem.
Yeah, there is. And we even got that wintry precip still in the forecast. You know, we're trying to give it time to kind of delete itself out of there. And, well, no such luck as of yet, but we still got a couple of days. Well, we are being joined by the Cheryl City Community School District this morning. Do you want to do the honors? We have a three-part series.
We do. We have a big morning ahead of us. First of all, we are going to hear from our school board president, Pat Rodinghouse. Big doings with the shakeup of the superintendent situation. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Kay.
Let's get it right into it. Tell us the latest.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everyone for participating in the community survey. We had over 300 responses to that, which was very helpful for us. And we have over 90 individuals who volunteered to help with the superintendent search. And I want to thank everybody for that. And we are kind of in a stall for a second or two here, a day or two. We still have one viable candidate, Joseph Brown, who's interested in either an interim position or as a full-time superintendent, or, well, interim would be full-time too, I think. But anyway, so we have one candidate. We're going to have a board meeting on Monday night at 6:30 at the high school library, which is open to the public, and we're going to discuss what our next steps are.
Okay.
Well, obviously some challenges there. Talk about what those challenges are.
Well, I think the state of Iowa right now has had the most superintendent openings that they've had for a long time, and it would be great if people were just moving around, but they're not. Some are retiring. So that leaves some gaps, and I think it's kind of indicative of education in general this year that we would not have as many superintendent candidates out there as there have been in the past.
Was this something that you as a board were expecting? Did you expect a bigger slate? What were your thoughts going into this process?
Well, the search firm had told us that we would have probably between 15 and 18 to 20 people apply, and we had 10 actual candidates and one sort of phantom candidate. And you know, obviously, as with any job, when people apply, there are some that you're very interested in and there's some that you're not. So if you only have 10 viable, 10 actual candidates, we had narrowed it down to 4. And we were just like a week behind, and they didn't pull out for any other reason than that they got another job. And so a job in the hand is better than a job interview.
Right.
Okay. So talk about the next steps in that process.
Well, Monday night we have a meeting, like I said, at 6:30 at the high school. It's open to the public. We will be talking with the search firm about what those next steps should be. We could open it up again. We could decide to go with an interim superintendent. You know, opening it up, I don't know if we'd get any more candidates or not. We have to kind of weigh that balance. Or we could go with an interim, which I don't think would be a bad thing to do at this time. We would be the first people then next fall on the superintendent search. It's not going to cost taxpayers any more money, because if you have a failed search, they do it again for you. For no additional cost. So I want to get that out there, okay? And the other thing is, I just want to say what we do have. We have an excellent senior leadership team. We have excellent staff. We have a great strategic plan that we can move forward with an interim superintendent who just kind of steers the ship, you know, keeps everybody going in the same direction. That's not what we want, but we also don't want to settle for anything less than best.
Right. Okay. So again, Monday night,
6:30 at the high school library.
Public is invited.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to this?
No, we're just trying to do the best we can. We want the best for the Charles City Community School District.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Pat Roddinghouse.
Thank you.
We appreciate your work on all of this.
Thanks.
I know you've had two terms, and as we were talking before we popped on air, the board has dealt with COVID
right
the last term, and then now this situation. So
right,
kudos to you for hanging in there with this.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Pat. And we are going to be talking about prom. We're going to be welcoming Zach and Delaney, both juniors at the Charles City High School. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a prom once again. Tell us all about it this year.
All righty. So the whole rundown is Grand March. It starts at 4 o'clock in the Comet Gym, the middle school competition gym. $2 to get in. Doors open at 3. Come on in. Watch everybody in their dresses and their tux, all dressed up, looking good. And then when we're done with that, we have a change in the venue this year, and it's at the Youth Enrichment Center, and it's kind of a banquet-type setup, and we have chicken cordon bleu, twice-baked potato, green beans as one choice, and then we have 8-ounce ribeye steak, and then twice-baked potato, green beans, and that, and students signed up and picked their meal for what they want in the office, and we have over 100 people signed up for this year, and this is for the first time doing it, and it's absolutely incredible that we have this many people coming and getting together. So we have mocktail hour, starts at 6 o'clock, and we have appetizers, and then we had the dinner, which starts at 7 with the chicken cordon bleu or steak and with the sides. And then we start boot scooting boogieing at 8:30 to 11:30 with a little dance right there at the Youth Enrichment Center. And then post-prom is at 11:45 at the high school, and it closes at 12:30.
Okay, that's...
That is like the best lineup I've ever
heard
in my life.
That is awesome. So this is a wonderful opportunity to have a wonderful, beautiful meal without having to go anywhere.
Yes.
Is that's the point of this?
Yes. Okay. In the past, it's always been, you know, you get a bunch of buddies and you get, a party bus, and that's $20 here, $20 here. And, you know, it's all cost effective, efficient, and everyone gets together. It's always nice, like, when a lot of people can get together, especially our community, and we can have fun together. So this is what we kind of thought would be fun, and a lot of people bought in, and this is what we're doing this year. So it's going to be awesome.
It's an awesome plan. So talk about who's on the prom court this year.
So for prom court this year, for the girls, we have Kaylee Anderson, Maddie Johnson, Gia Calpito, Bryn Lahr, and Lily Houck. And then for the boys, we have Calvin Hansen, Jose Hernandez, Jermaine Dizon, Jaleel Jones, and Clayton Rand.
And so coronation takes place during prom. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Very, very fun. You guys have been instrumental in helping plan this then.
Yes, absolutely. Especially, we didn't have a prom sponsor in the beginning of the year. And as a junior class president, I kind of grabbed two teachers, Mr. Lumberg and Mrs. Downing, and said, hey, we're playing a prom this year. And they just they jumped on board, and it was really nice. And especially with this new venue this year, they bought in, and it's been incredible.
And so what about Grand March? Is there a Grand March this year?
Yes, so the Grand March, at 4 o'clock in the middle school. $2 to get in. Doors open at 3. Get there early. Get a nice spot. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, you guys have fun.
We thank you
for all your hard work on that.
That
all right.
So cool. All right, switching gears here for the Iowa Statewide Assessment of Student Progress Testing. That's a mouthful. We have Marcia DeVore in studio. Good morning, Marcia.
That is a mouthful, but you know what? The kids have been doing a great job this week. You hear state testing, and that is perhaps not everybody's favorite time, but it is an important week for our kids and for our district, and so I hope they bring as much excitement to testing as those two had for prom. I mean, wouldn't that be exciting?
I'm going to say prom is probably
probably a little bit more. I think you're right, but I know at least at Lincoln we've had kids who are very interested in showing off their best efforts. So I think that that's been really important.
Definitely, I always go back to the whole Iowa test of basic skills because that's what I had to do. And of course, this is a little bit different. Talk about the testing this week.
You bet. So probably one of the biggest differences that you see when our students are taking the ISAS compared to the basic skills test that you and I took when we were younger is that these are computerized tests. And so that is one of the first things that we want to make sure kids aren't stumped by the testing apparatus. We want to make sure that they understand how to take a test on the computer.
No more number two pencils.
Yeah, then no more, then no more number two pencils for sure. So, I mean, that is one of the things that we have done over the last couple of years is we have instituted some what we call interim tests. MAP testing is another test that is given on the computer that gives a very similar kind of broad view of how a student is doing. And so kids have had that experience going into ISAS testing to be familiar with that testing format. We are looking at students' reading skills, their language arts and writing skills, their math skills, and then in grades 5, 8, and 10, we are also testing in the area of science.
Okay.
And how do these tests differ, say, from the other tests that are held throughout the year?
Yeah, so one of the things that we know about ISAS testing is that it is a summative test. It is giving us a big picture of everything that a student has learned, which is different from, say, a unit test that a student takes at the end of a chapter or at the end of a quarter that's very focused in on just the material that's been covered. So that's probably the biggest difference that you would see between a typical test that a student would take as part of their general day versus the state test that they take during this week.
All right. Do they still get a snack in between?
You know, one of the things that we have been very fortunate, particularly this year, is all students have had access to breakfast free of charge because of the pandemic and some of those things. So we make sure that kids have breakfast. You know, we want to make sure. And so that's one of the things we do. And then 8:30 comes and we start testing.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's awesome. Iowa Statewide Assessment of Student Progress Testing, that wraps up this week, right?
Today? It does. In fact, I think I'm at the secondary level. We have those 5th, 8th, and 10th graders taking their science test today. At Lincoln, our 3rd and 4th graders are doing their language testing, and then we will be doing makeup tests because, you know, there's always those kiddos who are homesick or there's things going on. So next week will be kind of really the wrap-up for any of those kiddos who missed out, because as a state test, it is something that we want to make sure that every student gets an opportunity to show what they know.
All right, good deal. And while you're at the microphone, let's go ahead and talk about something else happening, McTeacher Night.
Oh, super excited about this. Lincoln Elementary is partnering with Soifer Family McDonald's next Wednesday, April 20th. If you come out to the McDonald's here in Charles City, you will see the Lincoln staff working hard at McDonald's. We'll be there from 4:30 to 7. We will be out selling some coupon books. We'll be out helping serve. We'll be there, be present. And if you come during that time, 20% of the food sales in any of those coupon books, that 100% of any of those coupon books that you might purchase will go back to Lincoln Elementary to help support some of the programs that we're running there. Nice. So we really appreciate Soifer Family McDonald's for helping us out that
way.
They
are truly a community-minded company, no matter. Yes. Well, thank you. Good
you
news
bet.
On awesome. On the week of testing and McDonald night,
yeah.
McTeacher night.
So, absolutely. Yeah. I always enjoy coming in and spending a little time with you guys in the morning.
Well, so. We appreciate
it. It's always fun. It's always fun. Bringing a wealth of knowledge as always. So thank you very much. Well, that is a lot of information.
A concise summary of what is happening in Charles City School District wide, and it's been a busy one.
That's right. For more details on that superintendent search, prom, and McTeacher's Night, and the testing this week, you can head to kchanews.com.